All right, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham has joined us, and the Utes are home taking on Arizona this weekend, and we'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Good morning, coach. I was curious about Reggie Dunn, about how if there was a moment a while ago when you figured out he'd be a really good kick returner, whether that was just apparent once you got him, and kind of what it takes, what it takes to be good at that, whether it's something you can put your finger on or whether you kind of either have it or you don't.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, he's a junior college transfer. He came in actually a 3-to-play-3 junior college transfer, which means he was just a sophomore when he got here. And we knew right away that he had a special ability to return kicks. The problem throughout the first couple of years and even earlier this year was catching the kick. You know, before you get the return underway, he was struggling with fielding the kick and didn't really have enough confidence in him during the first few games of the year to put him back there until he continued to iron out those problems. You know, he went over 100 yards against Iowa State 2 years ago. That's the first time that he really had a breakout kickoff return. And you know, as he worked through the fielding the ball issues this year, once he got those solidified, put him back in, and then, of course, you know, the rest is – you know, his history as far as what he's done, 300-yard returns this year. But what you look for in a kick returner, first of all, is the ability to catch the ball. And you can't take that for granted, because if you can't catch it clean, then nothing else is going to matter. So catching the ball clean, but you got to have a guy that's fearless. You know, once you can do that, it's got to be a guy that's fearless. We'll hit that crease, because those creases are only open for a split second. And if you have a guy that hesitates or dances, it's not going to work. And so you got to have a guy that will hit that crease at full speed and has great vision. You know, you got to have a feel for where that crease is and be able to see it. So, and then great speed. You know, you got to be able to finish the thing once, if you do get through that crease, to you have the top end gear, the fifth gear to take it to the house, which Reggie has all that. You know, once he ironed out the fielding the ball issue, then he was good to go.
Is that a mental thing? Is that a physical thing on fielding the ball? It strikes me that the ball kind of hangs in the air there in situations where it doesn't really play in receiver quite as much.
Right, I know. It sounds a little bit weird that would be the case, but, I mean, if you look at our tapes last year and the year before, you know, it was a crapshoot. You know, if he was going to catch the ball or not, we probably dropped 8 or 10 of them last year. And so... It shouldn't seem to be, or it doesn't seem to be, that would be that difficult. But until you're out there doing it, and you know, I don't think you really get an appreciation for it. Now, it's certainly, in my opinion, easier to catch kickoffs than punts. I mean, that's a whole different animal. But anyway, I think it's, to answer your question, probably a little bit of both. You know, getting confidence, the mental part of it, getting confidence in doing it, and having the physical, you know, the hand-eye coordination to get it done. But he's worked hard at it. He's got that problem solved, apparently, hopefully. But it hasn't shown up for quite a while now, and so we're excited that he's been able to do what he's done for us.
And he's 23 years old, something like that, right? Does that
could be. You know,
I think he
I
is.
I really don't know. I think he is.
Does age or experience help with any of that or not really?
Well, experience certainly helps. You know, the more you do it, the better, I would assume, the more comfortable you feel. But I don't think age has anything to do with that. Otherwise, I'd be returning for us. So,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Make another ask for questions. We have any questions for Coach?
I'm good with one and done.
What? Easy day. It's been like that for the first couple of calls.
Hasn't. Okay.
All right. Very good. That'll do it. Kyle, thanks for your time. This weekend.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.